G is for green tea. Hello, and welcome to the Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, and I'm here to take you through the history of food one letter at a time. Today, we'll learn about one of my favorite drinks, green tea. Green tea is made from the leaves of the Camellia sinensis bush, native to Southeast Asia and southern China. All tea leaves, whether black, green, or oolong, come from the same type of plant. The difference is in how the leaves are treated after harvesting. The leaves harvested to produce green tea are dried and then cooked, generally by roasting or steaming, to stop any fermentation or oxidization. Oolong teas are allowed to ferment a small amount before cooking, and black teas are rolled and well fermented before roasting. Green tea is by far the oldest of the teas, and its origins lie in China. According to one legend, tea was discovered in approximately 2737 BCE by the Chinese Emperor Shennong, also known as the Divine Farmer. Shennong was a scholar and was interested in herbal remedies and healing. He drank only boiled water for the sake of health. As he was resting under a tree, a breeze came and caused a few leaves to drift into his hot water. He found the brew to be revitalizing. At first, green tea was used only for medicinal purposes and was made from tea leaves that were gathered from wild-growing plants. But by the 3rd century CE, tea had become much more popular. Farmers began growing tea to keep up with demand, and the process of boiling leaves and drying leaves for storage was developed. Later, tea was used to barter and trade. The Tang Dynasty, from 618 to 906 CE, is generally known as the Golden Age of Tea. Regulations were set up to determine how tea should be processed and handled. Tea harvesters were even forbidden to touch pungent foods, such as garlic or onions, for fear it would contaminate the leaves. We know that green tea was introduced to Japan in the early 9th century, and Japanese Buddhist monks developed their elaborate tea ceremonies in the 12th century. In the 17th century, Dutch or Portuguese sailors who were trading in the China Seas were responsible for introducing tea to the rest of Europe. Eventually, green tea sent to Europe and Russia was replaced with the smokier, more robust black tea that was grown and processed exclusively for export. Today, grocery store aisles brim with nearly every type of tea and herbal tea, or tisane, imaginable. Whether white or red, green or black, there's a tea to suit everyone's palate. To learn more, be sure to follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and join us next time for H is for Hot Dog. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.